VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump vowed Tuesday to not cave in on his demand for a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border as the longest ever partial government shutdown in U.S. history extended into a second month. On Twitter, he wrote, "Without a wall, our country can never have border or national security." Republicans in the U.S. Senate have released a spending proposal intended to end the 30-day-long partial government shutdown. The proposal takes direction from President Trump's so-called compromise plan, but it's one that Democrats say will go nowhere. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell says the president's proposal that includes money for his border wall and temporary protections for some immigrants can break the stalemate, with the shutdown now in its 32nd day.
It's a proposal that the president will support.
As written, though, the bill is a non-starter for Democrats, and it cannot pass without at least some of them supporting it. McConnell appears hopeful it could be a starting point for negotiations. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the shutdown needs to end first.
Open the government. Let's talk.
Some 800,000 federal workers now stand to miss a second paycheck Friday.
A court in Russia has denied bail to an American man being held on spying charges. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports the attorney for the man detained says his client was given classified information.
The lawyer for an American man, Paul Whelan, who's been held in Moscow on suspicion of spying, says his client was given a flash drive containing Russian state secrets before he was arrested, but he did not know he had them and had not looked at them. Whelan, a former U.S. Marine, was detained in Moscow at the end of December and has made his first public appearance in a Moscow court to hear the appeal of his arrest.
This is VOA News. The Taliban says its representatives resumed peace talks with American officials in Qatar on Tuesday to negotiate the withdrawal of international forces from Afghanistan. The dialogue was initially scheduled for 2 days, but Taliban spokesman announced Tuesday that the two sides will convene again on Wednesday to continue the discussions for a third day. The United States Supreme Court on Tuesday ruled that the Trump administration can enforce its restrictions on transgender people in the military while lower court cases contesting their exclusion are continued to be heard. Associated Press correspondent Mark Sherman reports there's a long way to go until this controversy is resolved.
There are still appeals playing out in the Federal Appeals Court in San Francisco, among other places. That court has yet to rule on the merits of the policy, so that matter could still come to the court. But the fact that there were five justices willing to allow the policy to take effect at all is at least a suggestion that they might be willing to uphold that policy.
Vice President Mike Pence sent a video message to Venezuelans on Tuesday, encouraging them to protest against President Nicolas Maduro. He said the U.S. supports opposition leader Juan Guaido.
Nicolas Maduro is a dictator with no legitimate claim to power. He's never won the presidency in a free and fair election, and he's maintained his grip of power by imprisoning anyone who dares to oppose him.
Pence called the National Assembly, which Guaido leads, the last vestige of democracy. Cameroon says it is mobilizing troops along the country's northern border with Nigeria and in the western English-speaking regions following renewed attacks by Boko Haram in the north and separatists in the west. Correspondent Moki Edwin Kinzeka reports from Yaoundé.
Separatists seeking an independent English-speaking state are accused of abducting and killing opponents and trying to make their regions ungovernable. Defense Minister Joseph Beti Asomo says President Paul Biya also ordered troops to Cameroon's eastern border. He says spillover from fighting in the Central African Republic has increased criminal activities. Cameroon says since fighting broke out with separatists in 2016, more than 1,200 people have been killed and nearly a quarter million displaced.
Indonesia is placing conditions on the pending early release of Abu Bakar Bashir, the radical Muslim cleric linked to the 2002 bombings on Bali Island. 202 people were killed. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.